The camping ministry is a unique ministry reaching young people with the Word of God to encourage them to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. A very special guest has a very interesting camp. It's entitled Character Camp. Arthur Davidson joins us. He's the executive director of the camp. Yours is a bit different. Most of the time when we visit with people about a camping ministry, it's all about their facility. It's all about come this week or that week or things of that nature. Yours is kind of, if not unique, certainly different. Arthur, it's all about character camp. Just by the title, it tells me it's a little different than the normal camping ministry.
So, hello, Bruce, and thank you for having us. Yeah, character camp, it is different. We take kids to camp every summer, and our whole mindset is to really, at the heart of it, is just to make God irresistible to children. We use STEM as a hook to get them in. And
which is what, for those of us who are not in the educational circle?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we use technology. This is a techno-savvy generation. They are naturally drawn to it. And so we take advantage of it to introduce them to Christ and to help them to even establish a career choice early in life. For instance, we have kids who have already made a decision, I will be an airline pilot.
Because of attending character camp?
Because of attending character camp and participating in our mobile aviation program. They've already made that decision.
Wow. All right. So people are thinking, what in the world? This is not what I was thinking about. My kids usually decide whether or not they're going to go using the zip line or rock climbing or go boating or whatever. Tell us about the activities of character camp.
So we have all the fun things of camp. We go to the nicest camps in the area.
Okay, so you don't have your own facility necessarily.
That's right. We don't have a facility. One of the things the kids love is when they go with character camp, they know that they're going to be able to move around and enjoy the amenities of lots of different facilities. And we have used all the nicest camps pretty much in the Southeast Texas area. But we have all the fun of camp. And in addition to that, we leave some time in the schedule for the kids to learn. And we have programs like aviation. We have the electronics. We have a PE program where the kids can be a part of a nutrition and wellness program.
Is it all part of the STEM then, the science, the technology, the engineering,
yes,
the math? Okay.
It's all a part of that. And we take an entire computer lab to camp with us. But in addition to that, we have all the fun stuff. One of the things the kids really love is that we take an entire camp store with us, and they earn character books, and they're able to shop in the store and buy jewelry and booklets and Christian trinkets and all sorts of things. And but it's a very full day.
Mm. All right, and it's for a week, correct?
It is a week-long camp. And the time just flies by, and every week the kids tell us the same thing. We need 2 weeks.
Which I don't know if you're a counselor. I'm not sure that's on your bucket list, but that's all right. Arthur Davidson joins us. He's the executive director of Character Camp. Now, you do it for 1 week. When do you do it?
It'll be the first week in July, July the 1st through the 6th. And we're going to an incredible camp, one of the nicest ones in Texas and anywhere else I've seen, and that's Trinity Pines up in Trinity, Texas, a short bus ride from Houston. And we supply the transportation, air-conditioned busing. And you mentioned the counselors, Bruce, as one of the things that we truly love. We have a waiting list of people who want to volunteer for character camp, so we get to choose the best. We have the younger counselors who bring all the high energy. We have the older counselors who bring the high quality and the stability and the oversight. And so it's a great mix.
All right. That's going to be the July 1st
through the 6th. Yes, July 1st through the 6th.
Now's the time to sign up, right? Don't wait till
June 30th. Yes, now's the time to sign up.
Okay.
We do expect the camp to not only sign up, but we expect that we will have a waiting list. So if you'll sign up early, you can avoid the waiting list.
CharacterCamp.net. CharacterCamp.net. That's the website. Or you can also call toll-free 844-687-3. 2267, 844-687-2267. Is it only for Houston young people? Or, you know, we're airing this on the network, so can I come from Madisonville or come from other places?
We've gotten kids from as far away as India and China. So you can come from anywhere and go to character camp. We have people from Louisiana who are sending their kids. We get kids all the time from Dallas, from San Antonio. So you don't have to be in the Houston area. All you have to do is just bring them to the drop-off point, and we take them to camp and bring them back.
All right. So details available by contacting Arthur or his staff at charactercamp.net. And I believe you can even register online, charactercamp.net, 844-687-2267. So you have, I think, sometimes an aviation emphasis. You have mentioned, I think, the new one this year is crime investigation. Is that
right? Yes, crime scene investigation. It's amazing how kids take.
Are you expecting children to be having issues? Or
we're just giving them some career options and some fun things to do, some interesting things to do. We want to keep their minds sharp over the summer, but it's fun. So I mentioned that we have a really good volunteer staff. So one of the people who will be going with us is a detective who does that work every day, and he'll be doing the crime scene investigation class. He'll be bringing real tools of the trade, and he knows exactly how it's all done, and we're going to introduce the kids to that. We're not going to make it scary or gory, but we will give them what they need to see if that's a viable career option for them.
All right. How do you weave in the gospel through this? You know, I understand it's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, but your emphasis is about character, and I know that character comes from knowing Christ as Savior.
Absolutely. So there was a time when everybody sort of understood that character and holiness are synonymous, and it is. We do have an emphasis on character. But at the heart of everything is the gospel. So here's a real shocker for parents, for people who are thinking about sending their kids. We do surveys of the kids as to what is their favorite part of camp. And the evening chapel is what comes up most often as the favorite part of camp, believe it or not. So we have chapel every evening. It's high energy. It's fun. There's a clear presentation of the gospel. There's an opportunity for the children to respond with a commitment of their lives to Christ. And this past summer, we had over 50 kids who came forward to make a bold statement in front of their peers that I'm giving my life to Christ. Beyond that, we have what we call an impact session. And the kids from their various teachers broke it up into the various ages. They get the gospel in the impact sessions. And we also have our nightly time where the counselors get together with their small group, and we call it our cabin connection. And they pray with the kids, and they are able to share the gospel with them in that setting as well. So they get the gospel multiple times a day. Each day of camp. And one of the things that we want to do is we want kids to really experience God. We want them to really experience grace, unconditional love. We want to make the gospel, we want to make God irresistible to those kids.
Amen. Arthur Davidson sharing his heart as well as the camp's focus, charactercamp.net, charactercamp.net, or 844-687-2267 is the number if you want more information, 844-687-2267. One of the things that you would like to see expand is that as to reaching out to families that may be taking care of foster children and giving them an opportunity, but many times economics plays a factor in why they can't send their child to camp. So how does Character Camp envision maybe a help, a partnership, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I would challenge anybody to just read the statistics on the foster care kids. It will break your heart. those kids
as far
have,
as how many or
as far as the number of kids that are in the system, as far as how long they're in the system, as far as how many kids are abused sexually and physically and bullied, and how many kids go straight from the foster care into the penal system, how many kids go straight from foster care to homelessness, how many kids get pregnant while they're in the foster care system. If you read any of the statistics, it will just break your heart. They have a small, little, quiet, almost hell experience of their own, just living from day to day. And so we want to give them a slice of heaven. We want them to be able to go to camp, and we want them to be able to go for free, and we want them to have at least that 1 year where they are just free to just be children.
And how will you do that?
So if there are people who would like to sponsor a foster care child, we would love for you to do that. We do set aside money because we do fundraisers throughout the year, and we do set aside money specifically for the cost for the foster kids. And if there's someone who would like to help, we would love to have your assistance.
Okay. And you can contact Arthur for details about just that. If you don't have a child that's directly involved or available to come to something like this, maybe you could help be a sponsor, so to speak. CharacterCamp.net, CharacterCamp.net. They will be up in the Trinity Pines campground this year. And there are a number of other ways that Character Camp seeks to serve, not only this intense week from July 1st to the 6th, but you're able to even work with the individual churches. I think that's a fascinating aspect.
Yes. We've had churches call and they just wanted to do an evening of aviation or an aviation program at their school or right. whatever it is. And yes,
you can do something that small as far as
yes.
it doesn't have to be the whole week. Okay.
That's right. We're very ministry friendly, and we do the same for the public schools. We have a number of public school events on our calendar where we go and support their STEM activities.
And how does that work with the gospel presentation?
So we use that to advertise. We use it to develop relationships with the kids as far as we can. And that is what gets them into our camps. And then we get to share the gospel with them. When we're on the campus, we observe those lines of separation. But when we have them with us in our venues, we take that liberty and that commission that we're given to share the gospel.
All right. And again, if your church is interested, not only just the schools, but your church, that's something that Arthur would love to explore as far as a partnership, maybe a youth rally, maybe something that they could do together. The ideas abound. It's just a matter of getting the connection. And that's what Arthur is hoping to do. If you would like to contact him, charactercamp.net, charactercamp.net, or 844-687-2267. The camp is not until July 1st through the 6th, but registration is open now, and it will fill up quickly. So if you're interested at all in this kind of ministry, please contact them right away. Final verse or thought as you head out into the wonder of reaching young people for the Lord?
Yeah, my mind is always on what Christ said. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. And for those who help us to do that, we're so grateful for you.
844-687-2267 or charactercamp.net. Arthur Davidson, our guest today, the executive director of Character Camp. Thank you, and Godspeed as you serve.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're tuned to Christian Radio, keeping him close by.